The fire was first noticed between 7 and 8 o'clock in the evening on what was a Tuesday night on July 24, 1979, an event that would dramatically change the course of the institution. The president of Northwest Missouri State University at the time was Dr. B.D. Owens. Owens says it was obvious early on that the fire would greatly damage the building.
It didn't appear that it was going to be brought under control very easily because of the lack of water in the system and the fire truck getting stuck, and just everything just seemed to be going the wrong direction.
The KXCV studios were located on the third floor of the administration building's west wing. One of the student announcers in the station that night was Dwight Lane, who is now the general manager of KTIC Radio in West Point, Nebraska.
We would look out the window down onto the front lawn of the ad building, and there were clusters of people, 3, 4, 5, and they were all pointing up at the same windows we were looking out on the front lawn. I looked up, and out of the eave, I could see a very small amount of smoke. About that time, somebody alerted us by phone that there was reports of fire coming in rapidly.
Before helping evacuate the students in the station, another announcer on the air that night, Bob Hammond, placed a call to KXCV's engineer at the time, Warren Stuckey. Stuckey passed away last fall at the age of 96. Several years ago, Stuckey was interviewed about his recollections of that night and said he remembered getting that call.
He was very serious, and he said something like, "Hear me." He got my attention. He says, "This is not a joke. We have a fire in the administration building. We have been asked to evacuate."
Stuckey said after receiving that call, he grabbed his camera and walked toward the administration building from his home near campus.
It was 8:15 p.m. when I snapped my first picture. I was walking over in the sidewalk toward the bell tower. I and my wife and some others were sitting on a concrete bench south of the ad building. It was a bench over one of the tunnels. The campus was filled with tunnels, for utility tunnels and all. And this bench was over a vent on that tunnel, and the heat was just kind of pouring out of that vent. I know I was crying, tears running down my eyes, and my thoughts were, I wonder what they're going to do now.
The general manager of KXCV at that time, Arlie Stallman, was observing the fire from the north side of the administration building.
We just stood there and watched the fire burned more and more, with fire shooting out of the windows of the radio station, and eventually the roof of the theater collapsed and a huge fireball went into the air, hundreds of feet into the air. And at that time, at that moment, I turned around. I just couldn't stand it anymore. And I saw the tower, the radio station, the KXCV radio tower that was located to the north on the farm. And the lights were blinking on the tower, and I thought, well, we still have a radio station, even though we don't have a studio. And what we need to do now, since there's nothing we can do at the fire, is that we need to find a way of getting the radio station back on the air.
Salma says he then contacted his staff and student broadcasters on campus that summer for a meeting at his home around at 10 o'clock that night.
By that time, too, at home, I'm starting to get calls from some alumni that were in St. Joseph working at radio stations, and they said if there was anything they could do, they would sure be happy. And so I asked them if they had any old equipment that they could loan us that we could get the station back on the air, and KKJO said, well, you could use our DJ setup. So I had told two students to get in their car and go to KKJO that evening and pick up that DJ outfit, which was two turntables and a board.
One of those students was Bill Oliver, who is now the news director at WTAW in Bryan College Station, Texas. Oliver says it was an anxious trip to St. Joseph.
One, to do whatever you could do to contribute. You knew having the equipment was going to be important, but you still wish there was something else that could be done to further expedite the process. And when we got back and saw how much progress had already been made, I have no recollection what time that would have been. I just remember being out there outside the building when they fired everything up.
Well, Oliver made the trip to St. Joseph's, Stallman received a call from W.R. O'Reilly offering to give the station access to a small trailer from O'Reilly Construction to help set up broadcast operations near the tower. Stuckey says at that point, everything came together to get the station back on the air.
We were on the air that morning at a regular sign-on time after the fire from a utility trailer that we moved in that night. We got the records and the turntable, and at 3 o'clock that morning, we made a test program. We went on the air with a small test program to make sure that everything was going to work. That's where we operated from for several weeks.
While KXCV was busy getting the station back on the air, President Owens held a meeting in the Gott House with his vice presidents, where they declared the next day would be business as usual on campus.
We decided that we had to get ready for the next semester, and we had to get ready to recover from this. And I remember George English commenting about, well, the phoenix shall rise out of the ashes. And it certainly did. And what happened was that people from all walks, faculty, students, administrative staff, townspeople, even elected officials really came to our rescue.
The theater department was another department hard hit by the fire. The university's 1,000-seat Frank Deerwester Theater was located in that building and was completely destroyed. At the time of the fire, theater professor Dr. Theo Ross was finishing his first year at Northwest and says after watching the theater go down in flames, he was part of a meeting Dr. Owens held with faculty on campus.
We met in the Charles Johnson Theater as a faculty, and it just so happened that I was in the process of working on a couple of one-act plays, and we had, I think, two bent wood chairs and an old table or something that we had taken out of the administration building. That was all that was left of the theater department. But we had that on the stage of the Charles Johnson Theater, and I said, well, if he says business as usual, I'll say the show must go on. And you know, we started splitting our time between the production and helping out the administration building.
Ross's office was located in the administration building, and he says that he considered that building the heart of campus.
The fire was sort of a heart attack or a wake-up call, and you have a choice, and you either adjust and restructure your life, and you do what you need to do, and you get stronger, and the body carries on, or you don't. In our case, we said this is what we have to do. We need to get that heart back up and pumping, and so we made whatever adjustments were possible. Fortunately, of course, the state gave us some of the support that we needed, and the community was just terrific. I mean, I can't imagine, or I can't explain the support that I and our program got from total strangers. We'd get letters and calls saying, what do you need? What can we do? How can we help?
In the next few days following the fire, university officials helped shape the future of the Northwest campus. Dr. Owens says they determined at that time it would be possible to rebuild the campus into a much stronger institution.
It was a disaster, but the results show that things can really happen if one looks on the positive side rather than the negative side. Because we had some negative sayers, including the coordinating board. Some of those people thought that, well, this is a good time to eliminate Northwest and make it into a minimum security prison and shovel everything to Missouri Western. Well, that didn't happen. I wasn't about to let that happen. We decided, well, hey, let's do this and put it together for less money than it would cost just to rebuild the old ad building.
From those discussions, the university, in addition to renovating the administration building, was able to build a new library, a new performing arts center, and convert Wells Library into a facility that houses the Mass Communications Department, including the KXCV KRNW studios. The public is invited today to attend a special 40th anniversary observance of the fire in the administration building at 2 o'clock and an open house for the recently renovated KXCV KRNW studios at 3 o'clock in Wells Hall. Complete interviews with contributors for today's morning conversation will also be available at kxcv.org. I'm John Coffey reporting.